I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what do a glowing figure near a street lamp, a haunted bridge, and a ghost with strong opinions on bed making have in common? They've all crossed paths with this caller.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com as well. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I'm tired, Tony. You know how sometimes you have a weekend that you actually need like some time to recover from your weekend? That was mine. And I have a concert to go to tonight, too.
What are you going to?
Tonight is Alison Krauss in Union Station.
Oh.
I really like her.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think that'll be pretty good. But over the weekend, it was not that at all. It was like this big music festival they had here in town.
Mm-hmm.
All different kinds of music. And then I went to a baseball game. It was like, it just was nonstop.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, I feel kind of tired today. Honestly, we, yesterday was Father's Day. We went out, we went to the Red Lobster because who doesn't like Red Lobster?
And it's that kind of makes me laugh.
It's kind of a tradition. Like it was like the fancy place to go to growing up. And I just have continued to go there on holidays.
I love that so much.
And
crab legs, because that would be the special thing you would get.
I got, I normally get like the pick two, like the shrimp or something, but I actually got lobster tails yesterday. And then we walked over to Dave and Buster's in a mall area, which is about a mile walk, but it was a nice day. Then did that for a while, then went back home and hung out and planned our summer vacation.
Where are you going for your summer vacation?
We are going to go to the Carolinas. We're going to go between Savannah and Charleston and stay at a bunch of different cool places along the way and check some stuff out. But got it all booked last night, and yeah, it'll be real fun.
Oh my God, how fun's that gonna be?
Yeah.
My sister does a vacation to North Carolina or South Carolina. I can't remember, but every year they go.
Yeah.
Their thing. It's beautiful.
I've always wanted to explore that area more, and it just seems like, hey, this would be something new and fun for us to do that we've never done before and explore a new area. And it always just looks like a really cool place to check out.
That is so fun. You guys are going to have a blast.
I think we should also drive over to the Alec Murdaugh estate. Because I know in South Carolina's low country. And maybe I could swing into the prison for a little visit and talk on the phone for a few moments.
And see how he's doing. He probably would welcome a visitor.
Alec, how you doing, buddy? Hey. I don't know. It'll be a fun trip, though. It'd be nice to hopefully a week where I'm not thinking of work things. Although that's...
You're going to love it.
That's impossible. Back to the conversation in just a second. You know those times when life just straight up body slams you? Maybe it's a bad breakup, kind where your group chat becomes a therapy session, or that creeping burnout that starts with, I'm fine, and ends with you crying into leftover pizza on a Tuesday. Yeah, been there. But here's the thing. When I actually wanted therapy during moments like that, I hit the wall after wall. Nobody took my insurance. Waitlist was out the wazoo. And I'm sorry, but I shouldn't have to pay a small fortune just to talk to someone who gets it. That's why I'm telling you about Rula, R-U-L-A. They're doing online therapy differently. Rula is a healthcare company that connects you with licensed therapists and psychiatrists who actually accept insurance, including over 100 different plans. Most people, get this, end up paying just $15 per session. That's right, $15. And Rula isn't about throwing you a random therapist and hoping it works out. No, they listen. They match you with someone based on your goals, preferences, and background. It's therapy built around you. No wait lists, no awkward calls, and you can literally get your first appointment as soon as tomorrow. They've got over 15,000 providers across the country. And if you're not sure if you need therapy, medication support, or just someone to help you figure things out, Rula's got you covered. It's true end-to-end mental health care that sticks with you. So go to Rula.com/ghost. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/ghost to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you here at Real Ghost Stories Online. That's Rula.com/ghost. That's Rula.com/ghost. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Now back to the conversation. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller and hear a real ghost story.
Hi, guys. It's Erin again, calling in yet another couple of experiences. The first one is, I remember I was probably about 10 or 11 years old, and the power in our house went out while my parents and I were out to dinner. And my parents were like, okay, well, before we, you know, call a hotel and go inside to get stuff, let's give it time. Let's give the power company time to get our lights turned back on. And so we decided to go to Dairy Queen and get some ice cream. While we were on our way back from Dairy Queen, we turned into our addition and we passed a corner that was like a block or so away from where my house was. And there was this bright figure of light standing near, not underneath, but near a street lamp. And I remember wanting to point it out to my parents, but for whatever reason, like, something stopped me. And as we passed this figure, it started to follow us. It started to follow our car. And when my parents slowed down to turn into the driveway, it stopped. Like, it started to slow down, and then it, like, completely disappeared while I was watching. As soon as we got into the house, like, all of the, like, my dad had pulled out his cell phone and was using a flashlight to look up the number of a hotel nearby to see if they had any room for us. As soon as he found the hotel and as soon as he started dialing, our lights turned back on. From that point on, for a couple of years, actually, I developed insomnia at a relatively early age. I had no trouble staying asleep, but I had a lot of problems falling asleep. Every time that I would have problems falling asleep, I would close my eyes, like something would tell me to close my eyes, and I would see this bright flash of light, and instantly I would become completely relaxed and start to fall asleep. And I most definitely, like, it stopped maybe around the time I graduated high school. I graduated high school when I was 17, and I have absolutely no idea why. The next experience that I wanted to tell you about happened at Orville, near a place called Devil's Hollow. And there's urban legends about the spirit of a witch who lives back in the woods of Devil's Hollow. And sometimes people will go back there to try and provoke it. It was me, my best friend, my boyfriend at the time, and one of my boyfriend's friends decided that we were going to go on a late night drive. And I say late night because I was working second shift at the time. So we didn't hit the road until probably like 11:30 midnight. He wanted to go back into Devil's Hollow. And he had firecrackers in the trunk of his car. And he decided he was going to try to piss off the witch by lighting firecrackers. And thankfully, nothing happened. It was just really loud. And I was actually really unnerved, like hoping and praying that nothing would happen, that she wouldn't come after us. And my best friend was even like, you know, we shouldn't be provoking the witch. The boys were just like, nah, screw that. And we were on our way back into town. We had to cross over this bridge. And I've never been a person that's afraid of bridges. But as we got closer to this bridge, I started to feel very anxious and dread, like, just in the pit of my stomach, there was dread and fear. And, like, I even remember going, babe, is there a way that we can go around this bridge? Because I don't want to cross a bridge. I don't want to cross this bridge right now. And he was like, no, this is the only way back into town. As we get closer to this bridge, I get more and more anxious and more fearful, and I have no idea why. And by the time that we actually cross the bridge, like, my eyes are closed, and I'm clenching on my best friend as tightly as I can, and I can't breathe. There was so much sadness, so much anger and fear as we were crossing the bridge that I couldn't take it. I don't know what it was. If maybe the witch did find us and she was just trying to let us know that she was angry. I don't know what it was. And my best friend, I told her about it later and she was like, no, I didn't feel anything. So I think it was just me that was affected by it, because, like, my boyfriend, he didn't believe in, he was very skeptical. He didn't believe in any of that kind of stuff. That's why he was like, yeah, whatever, when we said, or when my best friend said we shouldn't be trying to make the witch angry. And the final experience that I wanted to tell you about, I'm a housekeeper. I was going into a room, and I walk over to the bed, start stripping the sheets and the blankets off of it, and I notice that there's a ring around the bed. And initially, I thought it was a circle of salt. My immediate reaction is, ah, shit, because I thought it was a salt circle. It actually turned out to be an improvised salt circle with, like, Gold Bond body powder. He had it all the way around the bed, like, he had pulled the mattress out to put it back behind the mattress as well, and he had left a Bible sitting out on the nightstand. So I'm going about my business in the room, and the entire time I'm in there, I feel like this kind of, like, what are you doing here? And before I can leave each day, a member of management has to go through the rooms that I cleaned that day and sign off that they were done and that they were done correctly, and I make any corrections or fix anything that I might have missed. And when I came back in, I felt that exact same, like, what are you doing type of presence. And in my head, I said, you know, we're only going to be in here for about 5 minutes. We're just trying to do our job. please let us work. And it still felt like I don't like you here. It happened maybe about a month ago. And even now, when I go into that room, I always feel like bristling almost. Like when you get too close to a stray dog that doesn't know people or doesn't like people type of thing. And I always, in my mind, say, you know, I'm only going to be in here for a few minutes. I'm just trying to do my job. Please let me do my job. Still seems very weary, but not so like trying to push me out of the room. And the last time that I was in there, I like to snap my pillowcases open, and it makes a really loud, like almost like a whip cracking type of sound. And it just, you know, gets the pillowcases open that much quicker, so that's why I do it. And I picked up a pillowcase and I snapped it open. I hear this voice say, please don't do that. And I said, okay. And the other two pillowcases, you know, I just opened them up as gently as I could. I went to make the bed. And usually what I would do is I put the sheet, put the flat sheet on, put the blanket on, fold down the blanket, and then fold down the flat sheet. And that's what I started doing. And I hear another voice say, I don't like it like that. Took the blanket off and I folded the flat sheet down. And then I put the blanket back on and I folded the blanket down. And I heard the same voice say, that's better. Thank you. And as I was leaving, I said, you know, thank you for your patience. I'm going to have to come back later. But once again, I'm just doing my job. Please let me do my job. And it seems to actually be okay with me in there because I'm very respectful of it. Because I say, you know, I'm just trying to work. Please let me do my job. I will leave you alone as soon as I possibly can. Those were the experiences that I wanted to tell you guys about. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. All right. Bye, guys.
Well, it's kind of one of those where you just reason with it. And then, okay, I gotcha. I won't screw with you anymore.
I'm going to leave you alone. Now, I do think if I was a housekeeper at a hotel, that would freak me out. If I went in and there's what looks like salt to be around a bed, and the Bible sitting out.
It's a little, it's normal. You know, that's kind of what you get when you go to like a Days Inn. You know, you get there and it's... I mean, this is weird, but
what was this person doing last night?
It's like, but it's an independently, you know, owned subsidiary, and you're like, this is a little. I don't think this is a touch that the Days Inn usually like wants on there. And it's like, well, I'll try the Howard Johnson, and then you get there, and they got the inverted cross, the crucifix on the walls, and don't get me started on Holiday Inns and the sacrificial lamb's heads and goat heads that you find. In the cabinets. It's,
everywhere.
Everywhere you want to be. I'm obviously making all of that up, except for the Howard Johnson stuff. No, I'm not kidding.
Oh my God. I stayed at the worst Howard Johnsons ever. So yeah. Whatever you say about them, I would believe it.
I think the last time I was in a Howard Johnson was in Colorado, and it was one of those. It was a family trip, and it was kind of, okay, we don't really know where we're staying tonight. We didn't like book it in advance. And we just, you know, it was kind of early on in that area. And it looked okay on the outside, and it was, didn't have many options. And then we went inside and it was just like, oh, it was, it's like time stopped and so did cleaning.
That's the same that happened to us.
In 1989. And it's like they at one time had like what would have been considered a pretty cool like pool area after, you know, before black mold and everything else. And it was horror.
Oh my God, it's just like the one we stayed at. Like it was, I think the one we stayed at was an old holodome.
Yeah, I love those.
Concept.
Yeah.
All that water and carpeting. What's going to go wrong there?
Does Holiday Inn even own any of their holodomes anymore? I think they're all third party. Now they're like a Value Inn or what. The one over by you that was a Best Western in Park City, that was a holodome once, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think they took all that part out.
It's like a school now or something.
Yeah.
And because I stayed there when I went for my interview in Wichita all those years ago. They got me the suite. They got me the handicap suite, actually.
You know, they traded it at the radio.
Yeah, it was. I got the suite at the Best Western that used to be a holodome. And it was the handicap suite as well. So I had this egregiously large tub And I really enjoyed that. I never take baths in hotels, but this was like, it had jets, it had seats. It was like a hot tub type thing. But they had like a seat in it because it was handicap accessible.
So. Well, I'm glad they went all out, because then you took the job and we became friends.
Exactly.
You might not have taken the job had you stayed at Howard
Johnson. I know. Had it been the Howard Johnson, might have turned around and just gone back. But I was living it up at the Best Western Park City when it once existed. Yes, that Park City where BTK basically lived across the street.
That one, yeah.
Not a joke. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created the Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.